All right. Just got two episodes left. This is Future World. Yada, yada, yada. Let's get to a theme song if we can.
Loitering in Wonderland, Westworld Review.
Dun-dun, dun-dun. Hello, citizens. Welcome to Violent Ends, LAW Westworld Review, episode 43 out of 44. This is Future World Redux. This is our return, a movie from 1976. And shout out to Amazon for having this movie for free. Free after you subscribe to Amazon, yada, yada, yada. But I'm glad they had it because I was watching off my computer for Westworld and it kept freezing all the goddamn time. Like, I'd watch 2 minutes at a time. At most, I'd say a minute at a time. I'd have patches there where I'd play 10 minutes, but for the majority of it was in freeze frame. I'm like, why did they? Oh, yeah. Like, it always takes me a second to, oh, it's frozen. Okay, so shout out to Amazon. I got to watch it. Other than that, fuck Amazon and every other aspect. Newspaper writer Peter Fonda. I don't know his character name. I don't remember. This is my second time watching this movie. I've seen the original Westworld a bunch of times. This one, though, watched it first for the show, second time. I saw bits and pieces prior, but never really watched it until the show. I started doing the show. So this is my second time. Didn't like it the first time. Liked it a little more this time. I went from a 5 to a 6. So I actually did enjoy it. I appreciated that they actually tried to do something different. They didn't just dredge up the Westworld stuff for the, except for Yul Brynner in a sexy dream sequence for some reason. He gets called to meet some guy. When he shows up there, the dude is dying on the floor and blames Delos. And apparently this is where Peter Fonda is like, yep, going to take a photo of you. We don't know that yet, but we find out later that's his photo of this guy. No, he didn't look him up after, even though he's an investigator for a newspaper. He didn't look him up. He just went, going to take a picture of you dying, man. Hope you don't mind. Could do CPR, but no. Anyway, I'm going to hand this out to people. Delos has a meeting. They say that more than 50 guests died and 75 employees. They're begging for money, really. It would have been a fun show to watch those 50 guests and 75 employees die. We didn't get to watch that. We got to watch like 2 guests die, maybe 3. And then the employees die off screen and we cut back. And it's mostly due to lack of oxygen or heat stroke or whatever the hell happened to them where they closed the doors. And we don't get to watch the robots just defiling the bodies like we do in Westworld HBO. And that would have been a fun show to watch, a fun movie to watch. But no, we get the PG version, which is all off screen. I don't know the girl's name in this movie, so I'm just going to call her Girl. I'm just letting you know right now. I guess her character name is Tracy. Blythe Danner is Tracy. All right, so is it the Blythe Danner I just talked about on the Westworld? Beyond Westworld? I feel like it could be. Anyway, she's mad at this guy from Westworld because they're bringing in Peter Fonda and the newspaper man, and he's going to ruin the exclusive she has on the Westworld story. And it doesn't fucking matter because he's like, well, you can fuck off or not, and those are your options. So what do you want to do? And she's like, well, like, I want an exclusive. He's like, so fuck off. You're leaning more toward fuck off. And she's like, no. He's like, yeah, that's what I thought. So go ahead and do it with him. Literally. Because they fuck, I think. They go on the plane to go to Future World. They have a little thing where they're showing all the new worlds. It's all the same ones from before. But then now they have Future World. We can go into space. But they're on a plane. There's a prize winner that the movie starts off with. Sorry, I have to switch to movies now. He won a prize to go to Future World. And he's talking about how, like, what he's asking all these questions. Can I be on your show, lady? You have a TV show. Can I? And she's like, I didn't bring my camera crew. This is just the investigation part. And he's like, all right, well, I guess the next obvious subject is my friend told me about fucking these robots. And once you do, you don't want to go back. You know what I mean? Anyway, I'm going to get my dick wet if they're even wet in there. I don't even know. I hope so. I didn't bring my lubricants, my vast array of lubricants. I didn't bring those. So hopefully they'll let me fuck them. Why aren't you talking back to me, lady? Did I say something wrong? Something weird? He gets off the plane. he hits on a stewardess or the person working the airplane, and immediately she's like, I'm not programmed for sex. And he's like, oh, okay. So immediately gets turned down. So this guy is just not getting his ink on his pen, if you know what I mean. That's stupid. Why did I say that? Oh, my God. I'm so self-conscious. There's a long, and I'm going to say this a lot in this movie. There's a long scene of them trying to take off on their space shuttles, because that's how this world starts, is they have to do the space work, even though they have no idea what they're doing. They're just holding a book, and Peter Fonda's like, hit jet F4. And she's like, where's the F4? Okay, I don't see. Okay, there it is. It's like, in reality, they'd be going nowhere, because timing is everything in this stuff. And yeah, it's just stupid. The Japanese guy was with them on the plane. He ends up winning. They get there, and then he wins a duel in medieval times, and he's like, I did it. He's like, yep, that's me. I did it. Of course I did it. La la. And then Peter Fonda and Tracy play 3D chess like Star Wars The Holiday Special. It's terrible looking. It's clearly guys that are just painted red and painted yellow. They look like the McDonald's color scheme just fighting, or the Kansas City Chiefs, if you will. It's terrible. Why do they do this? I don't understand. This is after, right? No, 77, 78. And this is 76. So this is before Star Wars Holiday Special. I don't know why. Star Wars Holiday Special, we did it on B-Movie Battle Episode 4. It's fucking terrible. Not in a fun way, terrible. But the commercials are the best part. So go check out that on our YouTube channel, Loitering in Wonderland on YouTube. You'll have to skim back a ways, because it was 6-7 years ago now. But whatever, I still like that episode. Just the I also put out just the commercials, because it's so much fun. Anyway, one of the robots on the trip starts talking about going skiing on Mars, and they're like, everything's the same, except the snow's red, and the gravity's different, but our skis, you know, accompany that. So I don't know why they're saying they're clearly not on Mars in reality. So whatever. I mean, I guess it makes sense they're doing it, because it's an immersive thing, and the robots are supposed to buy in. But also, it's a little concerning and a little strange that the robots throughout this whole thing know they're robots. And I guess they're not going too far into robot versus humanity in this one, like they do in the HBO version, because that's what the HBO one is about, where they're not supposed to know they're robots. They're not supposed to be aware of anything. And then that's how that works. That's how they get them trapped in their loops. But in this, they're just like, oh, well, sorry, sir, I'm not programmed to fuck you violently. I don't give up the ass to this anyone, sir. I'm so sorry, I'm not programmed for that. How can you not be programmed to goddamn lay there? Does that mean she didn't, like, have a vagina implanted in her robot ectoskeleton? She doesn't have the cavity? I don't... There's a lot going on, and I'm amazed he wasn't like, can I see down there? Are you like Alan Rickman in Dogma, where you're like a Barbie doll? Are you just nothing down there? I need to see it now more than ever. I'm so sorry. I know you're not programmed for this, the awkwardness, but because you don't think it's awkward, I don't think you're going to mind showing me the nothing or the something you have there, in which case I think I can program you. It's not going to be hard. I mean, I'll barely be hard, because you're not going to be into this, but I'll still show you how to do it. You start to sound like a fucking rapist at some point. You got to realize that. But anyway, during the trip, they had a PA system come up, and this caught me very much off guard. I want to see if I can get the clip, because it... You know what? I'm going to move on just so I can find the clip in the background here. I need to switch over, and I'll try to find the clip here. Fonda is talking to a bartender. He's trying to find the... Actually, I know where this clip is. Never mind. My computer's frozen. Great. He's talking to the robot butler meaning bartender, and he's like holding up the picture of the dead guy from earlier, and he's like, do you recognize this guy? And he's like, no, sir, never seen him. All right. And then he goes and plays Rock'em Sock'em Robots with the girl, with Tracy. And then it's literally like robots sitting there and they're holding these, they put gloves in their hands and they're doing the fake punching, but the robots are really punching. It's literally just 3D Rock of Sock'em robots. Not that that's not 3D already, but they're full on people. And then the guy shows up from Delos like, hey, you guys want to look tour this? Oh, she won. I'm so sorry. I interrupted your game. And then he goes back. Peter Fonda's like, yeah, give me a second. He goes back and he's like, hey, you didn't give me that photo back. And the guy's like, no, I'm pretty sure I did. I don't. Yeah, I remember handing it back to you. And he's like, no, you definitely didn't do that. Yeah, I did. He's like, you call me a liar? I don't have the capability of lying, sir, so I definitely didn't do that. And it's very strange because he's playing it a little too obvious. I want to get to the point I was trying to make earlier, which is this right here. Yes, it's this. Okay.
Are now on board the starship. Spacewalkers may use docking hatch 4 in the space safari lounge.
Your attention, please. The Martian ski shuttle is now ready for departure at docking hatch 7.
Yeah.
We're ready to go.
Oh, right. I'll be right with you. Now listen, I'll see you all later, okay?
All right, sorry. I'm trying to find this. It must have been just after the chess match. Because they say something to the guests that really caught my... Here it is. I found it.
One third, but your skis are designed for that purpose.
Ladies and gentlemen, all guests are encouraged to request the host or hostess of their choice.
Why can't you?
All right, I'm glad I replayed that because I clearly misheard it. She says encouraged. I heard required. And I was like, fucking required to fuck one of these things? You have to fuck a robot. And at that point, I'm like, why? I'm glad I replayed it because now I know there's, you know, encouraged. Yeah, go ahead and fuck around. Literally, fuck the wall. If you find a sharp object in this room, go ahead and fuck it. You find a hole made to put in, you know, insert beer through the other room so you can get rid of the bottle. Fuck it. I don't care. Fuck the beer bottle. I don't care. You fuck anything. Fuck everything that moves, or if it doesn't move, great. Fuck it. And so I thought they said required. I'm glad I replayed it because that was real. I was like, holy shit, required? Because I heard required, and then immediately it's a lady right here going, I'm too old. And he's like, I'm programmed to think you're beautiful. Which is, if you were to say that as a person, that'd be creepy as shit. She'd be like, I'm not, you don't think I actually am. You're just, oh, that was a creepy thing to say, dude.
A catalog of male companions.
Because I'm too old. I feel like a fool.
Not at all. You must remember that I've been programmed for your pleasure. In my eyes, you are very beautiful.
Yeah. What a romantic thing to say in here. Oh, in my eyes, which I've been told, I have to think of you as beautiful. So therefore, I do because I have to. I don't know what you actually are because I've been told that you are. So who knows about reality? Doesn't fucking matter, I guess. Yep. There is a constant PA announcement in this movie saying everything is perfectly safe here in Future World. Nothing can harm you. You are perfectly safe. And it's like just covering their ass after what happened in Westworld. Just like, I know you're thinking about Westworld shit. And you're looking at, sorry, the microphone got hit. You're looking at Westworld and you're thinking about it and you're like, I'm going to die here. Well, rest assured, that's probably not going to happen here at Future World. Probably not going to happen here in Medieval World. In all the worlds. We then see the Japanese guy jousting. And like, he's so proud of himself after. And he's like doing this. Like, he's rich. He's a rich Japanese businessman. And I'm like, the modern day equivalent and the reality version of this would be the Japanese businessman paying the dominatrix to stomp on his nuts with some high heels. And just be just paying the dom. And he's the sub, and she's just stomping on him and berating him, and you're such a sack of shit. I don't care about your money. You're a piece of shit. You're a bad, bad boy. Here's some hot wax. I'm going to punch you. I'm gonna put these on your nipples. Just the weird shit that goes on in Japan, and it happens here too, obviously. But that's the real world equivalent of what this guy's doing here in this movie, which is only that... This feeds his ego, which is I'm a jouster. Yes. In reality, it's this guy feels like such a, I am at the top of the world. I need someone to take me down a couple pegs. I don't think we have that in America with our businessmen. They just go crazy and do drugs. Or they get weird and their kids kill themselves. That's what happens in this country. You know, America, America. The best country on the planet. Right? Now, our celebrity children just blow their fucking brains out or take enough eight balls that their hearts blow out. Oh, man. And it's only $1,000 a day at Westworld. I want to know what Future World is, because this seems so much more worth it than it's a lot more laid back than Westworld is, which is constantly riding horses and shit. Fuck that. They go behind the curtain. They spend way too long walking down hallways, just constantly walking down hallways in this movie. The Delos guys are onto them, Peter Fonda and Tracy. His name is Chuck Browning, I guess. I don't give a shit. There's a contestant winner. He's, like I mentioned earlier, he can't decide because he's with two girls. And he's like, I can't decide which one of you. And they're like, why decide? We're both here. Have us both. And he's like, well, Audie, I'm not Superman. I can't fuck both of you. I only have one dick. She's like, you can lay on top of it. You gotta want one from the other. And you put it on the other one. Or you just put one of us on the side because we're robots. You can just throw us to the side. It doesn't fucking matter. Here, watch Pornhub. It's from the future. And he's like, oh. And he sees the guy's dick. Oh. And he realizes, I'm not Superman. You're right. I'm just going to go home and cry. During the nighttime, a bunch of Delos guys come out. And they look like ninja cult members because they're wearing like red hoods. But they look kind of ninja-y. And then they capture Peter Fonda. And they capture the Japanese guy. And they capture the girl. My note is so fucked up right there. Whatever. I was writing on my phone, so it autocorrects. They do the weird surgery thing. They don't quite show what they're doing. They show a lot, but you don't know what the fuck they're doing. The next morning, the girl wakes up and she's thinking it was a nightmare and she thought it was kind of real. Like, it was so real. They were just operating on me. It was crazy. There's more sleuthing in the warehouse forever. They're attacked by the slowest samurai ever. He's chopping and he hits his head on the back of a thing because they're on a moving track and it hits. I don't know why there's such a low clearance on this thing. I guess people aren't supposed to be on there. Hits his head, falls over, and I'm like, oh, he's dead. And then he gets immediately, ha-ha, with a samurai sword. The tech guy saves them by freezing the samurai bots, if you will. They try to talk him into doing an interview because they talk about his coworker and how he's gone. So they think it was that guy who died in the beginning that he's a dead photo of. And he's like, is Cleveland going to see this? And she's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's nationwide. Cleveland's part of the nation last time I looked, except for football. They're pretty much involved with the rest of the country. And he's like, good, my mom's from Cleveland. She's not a football player, so I don't really need that part of it. That was unnecessary and rude. She's like, yeah, they'll see it in Cleveland. You know, those savages in Cleveland will see this for sure. And he's like, again, okay, I'll still do it. His name is Harry. He introduces his friend named Clark, and it's a robot without a face. But the rest of his body and his skin is white. And I was like, I guess this is the inspiration for the white robots for the HBO series. Maybe. I don't know. They don't really acknowledge this movie. Nothing ever really acknowledges this movie. Because it's mostly like a crime movie almost. It's a sleuth, like spy thriller more than anything. This happens to be about robots. I'll compare it to another movie later on. They're caught talking to Harry and then by Delos. And then Peter and Tracy go bang. And then Delos puts Harry in the Roman world in a bunch of water. And I thought that was necessary to write down. But turns out it didn't matter. I thought they were setting up to get killed there. But no. So don't need to mention it. But I did. Delos shows Fonda that they can see into Tracy's mind because she's in a machine, hooks it up, and they're immediately they're like, hey, let's make her come. Let's give her a fantasy. Let's get her fantasy laid. And then in that, we see her dream fantasy, and Yul Brynner shows up as this cowboy from the first movie. I guess he needed work. They weren't doing one of the the Magnificent Seven weren't doing one of their many sequels that year. So he's like, yeah, I need work. I'll show up and not talk and kiss a lady. Because he shows up and then kissing him. And then, but he shot all the cult ninjas in the beginning and saves her from those. And then they start kissing. And then it cuts back to reality because the dream is ending. And I was like, I was just hoping it cuts back to her like, wicka, 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 wicka. Just fucking playing dream DJ and waking up like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, it's embarrassing. Just rubbing one out through the top of her polyester pants because it's 1976. Man, and just starting a fire because those pants are just fire traps. Fonda sneaks off to talk to Harry, who's playing some angry poker with Clark, his robot, and he's berating. You're cheating. I know you're cheating. I'm like, this man is fucking Clark, isn't he? He is fucking this robot for sure. He shows him a photo, the dead photo of Frenchie, and he's like, yeah, that's him. How'd you get this? Why is he dead? That's weird. And then he's like, yeah, that's all right. Let's go. And then they go and spy on a code. They spy on the robots, the 700s. Only the 700 robots can go in this door. And they watch them type in the code very clearly. And if you're going to have a secret code on a door, maybe don't have a display in a large font clear enough that people across the room hiding can read your code. Because it's like 74360. It's like, you might as well read it off out loud just in case whoever's watching you is blind. And they can just walk, oh, seven, yeah, I know the keypad based on touch, so, and then I'll hear it, you know, I hear that you're typing it incorrectly. Yes, that's the code. They can't get in. And then Harry realizes, oh, it's the robot eyes that they're scanning. I'll go get a robot. And then he immediately throws water or acid on a robot and stabs it in the spine and it fucking rips off its face. This is after he calls it Iron Ass. He yells, hey, Iron Ass. And then he does that. It's fantastic. It's right here. I can get it. It's a fantastic clip. Oh, I want to hear him call him Iron Ass. Because it is. Here it is. Oh, just a few seconds before that.
Oh, just well, anyway, don't you think it's dangerous to rely too much on the robots? Don't That's you think crazy. Something could go wrong again?
Not at all.
Here we go.
Hey, Iron Ass!
Oh, water. Oh, no. My greatest enemy. Let me stumble out of here. Oh, you're ripping up my face. Oh, you stabbed me in the spine. No. He's talking like Lost in Space. Anyway. Oh, William. Goddamn, I need to delete some of these notes. I made a lot of notes for this movie for some reason. Peter Fonda, we see that they made Peter Fonda into a robot, and we also see Peter Fonda's dick. I don't know why they chose to include Peter Fonda's dick. And that's not like a robot of him. That's Peter Fonda's full-on dick here. I'm playing it now. I mean, it's hard to tell. I don't think it's his real dick. I think it's just something on him because it's too high. You can see his pubes and his dick is just like on his stomach or something. It looks like someone took a dump on his stomach. Just strange. Just a weird, like, this is a PG movie. Is this, yeah, PG. Weird to show a dick. And the HBO series is all about dicks. You're going to see all kinds of dicks. You're going to be like, well, here's three guys and they're doing a close-up. They're playing poker. And they're like, someone will walk in and be like, well, now that they're playing poker, everything's cool. Go ahead and whip out their dicks. But, I mean, okay, we're on HBO. We can do that. Okay, sir. Fucking weird request, but what's with them and the dicks? Goddamn weird. Yeah, Jonathan Nolan's always about dicks. I don't know what's going on with him. Anyway, caught me off guard. Didn't expect it. It was a cool shot, though. He's starting his eyes and backs up. And you realize that was what the eye was in the beginning of the movie. Harry, he puts on the robot face under a welding mask to get beyond that door. They go in there. They see their own, Peter Fonda and Tracy see their own robots just kind of walking around getting tested. They get caught immediately. A Delos man explains it all to Fonda in a typical Bond fashion. He's walking around. It's starting to remind me of Halloween 3 of we took chunks of the wall of the rocks up there. in Stonehenge, and we're going to put it in masks and turn people in the worms and bugs. And he's like, we're going to have you go out there and tell the truth about what's going on here, which is our truth, which is severely untrue. But damn it, that's what we're doing. And then the girl shows up, and the Dallas dude is, they kill him, and he's a robot. Well, surprise. Surprise, surprise. This scene reminds me a lot of Soylent Green. Just the scene, the scenery, the room that they're in reminds me of some of the rooms in Soylent Green, which is a movie from the 70s. Because if you're not gonna do if you're gonna make it a dystopian movie from the 70s, and you don't have the annoying music, then why are you making a dystopian movie in the 70s? And you're not gonna have the horrible, ugly decor. Why are you making a dystopian movie in the 70s? I don't like Soylent Green. I only watched it because of what is a funny SNL sketch with Phil Hartman. The Soylent Orange, they're still making it out of people. They didn't change the recipe at all. It was great. Fantastic little scene. Quick. And then I was like, oh, fine, I'll finally fucking watch that. And then I watched it. I'm like, oh, this is so boring. Fucking stupid. And I felt the same way about Logan's Run. Just the 70s dystopian movies. I like the concept and I like the audio. And the visuals are sometimes fun, but it's just, they're so boring. They just, and there's always a scene of a guy running or walking several hundred miles, it seems. You gotta hit, and the guy's slowly walking. It's like, why the exciting music to this? This just doesn't match this weird experimental stuff they did in these movies. Harry is gonna leave with Peter and Tracy. They're not there yet, but he's going to go leave with them. So he's breaking up with his sex slave Clark. He's like, I got to go, but I want to miss you, man. I'll come back and get you, I swear. I'm going to miss your holes. I'm going to miss your no face. I'm going to miss you so much, man. He sounds like Buffalo Bill crying. I don't know why, in my impression. But he's like, I'm going to come back for you. Was she a great big fat lady? I'm going to come back for you. And then he doesn't, because he gets killed pretty much immediately. like right away. Because Robo Fonda, he's with Harry. It ends up being Robo Fonda that, let's go, Harry. And he kills him. He shoots him. And then he shoots at himself, because he sees himself watching. The girl kills her robot version. She probably has a name I wrote. It's Tracy. Tracy's her name. I looked it up since. Is this really the last note I have? Peter Fonda, actually the girl, says, you could have hit an elephant in the ass at 5 yards with a bazooka. And that was the last note I have for this movie. It probably ends some way. It seems like they just leave Delos. Here's the end.
Long dock. Board,
please.
Signori e signore, attenzione per favore. Lakar Airways annuncia la partenza del volo.
Because they know... He can't stop them now because of all the people that are real around him. So they just walk off in the 70s stairway. It looks like the LA Convention Center. Probably did back in 1976. It looks wood panel, red carpet, disgusting. Lots of stairs. You got sheiks, you got businessmen, you got nuns. It's like fucking everyone. Just whatever. That's the end of the movie. I don't know how well received this was at the time. I'm not a guy that gives a shit about that for this kind of movie, because it's not really aiming for like a box office success. It's aiming for the specific audience. And I am the specific audience, strangely enough. Like, if I was around in this day and age, 76, this would be in my wheelhouse and I would watch it. But I think it fails at what it's going for, and what it does well is the stuff that isn't involved with Westworld. I like the sleuthing stuff. I like what they're trying to do. Like, I like watching them go around. It does go on a little too long with some of the scenes. The movie's just too long in general. It doesn't need to be just shy of 2 hours. The first one was barely an hour and a half, and that it feels like that. But I would have wished this movie did a little more with the future world stuff, and then just became the robot replacement stuff instead of this constant sleuthing, because they don't really gain anything throughout the sleuthing. They don't really, I don't feel like I'm involved on the prowl with them. I don't feel like I'm involved on the investigation. I just feel like you're watching them walk around and you're like, what are they doing? Oh, they got caught. Oh, now they're explaining what they were doing. Oh, okay. You don't ever feel like you're involved with what you're watching. It just kind of happens, and then afterwards you're explaining what's going on. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we're right. We are replacing people with robots. I wish we just knew. I think this could have used a villain's view in the beginning where you see what they're doing and like a Bond movie. And we can't have them find this here. Or have the incredible twist ending and you don't ever know what's going on until the very end. But that ending has to matter and be worthy of delaying it that long. But they clearly couldn't do that. So it's kind of a worst of both worlds for me. And that's why the movie fails for me. I'm going to give it a 6 because I did enjoy it this time around. I don't know why I was so angry the first time I watched it. I was so bored. But I knew I didn't like it the second time. And so I think that kind of set my expectations a little bit. So I wasn't so pissed off and bored. But yeah, it's got a 5.7 on IMDb with 12,000 reviews. Just kind of middle of the road, kind of boring. I'm looking for different reviews. I'm not really seeing any. Oh, man, nobody wrote a review of this except for one person. A worthy review of a worthy follow-up to Westworld, 7 out of 10. This is from Sleepin_Dragon. Two journalists learn of strange goings-on at Future World. They go undercover to explore and discover that Delos is once again having problems. That is not the fucking plot. They are not undercover at all. Have to be honest, I only recently watched Westworld for the first time. I had no idea this follow-up existed. I'm glad I got to see it. I don't think this is a patch on Westworld. But then that really did take me by surprise. The sheer originality and horror element of it were excellent. Future World doesn't quite have the same intensity or creative prowess, but it's still a pretty good watch. I liked the story itself. It worked well with the robots put to great use with a few interesting twists thrown in for good measure. The sets look generally very good and do some of the effects. Okay. Some nice touches of humor. I like the boxers. Love Clark and absolutely love the chess game. He is the exact opposite than me. If you're like me, which I'm not, you're here for the sci-fi, but primarily for the presence of Yul Brynner. I'm not. I don't give a shit about Yul Brynner. It's just a shame you'll have to wait almost an hour for him to make an appearance. I was sad to learn this was his final film. Oh, that is sad as shit. Yes. Better than expected. I think this film would definitely be a grower. Love that last line there, Dragon. What was your name? Sleepin_Dragon. Sleeping without a G. Is this really Yul Brynner's last role? No. I don't want to hear that. That's a fucking bummer. He was in Death Range the same year, 76. Yeah, he died in 85. That's weird. Sorry about the coughing. I tried to make it. Couldn't do it. Yeah, he lived another almost decade. Okay. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm done with this movie completely. This is my redux. And I'm glad I did it because I appreciated it more. And because I always trash talk this movie, especially with Dick on like Hollywood is Dead, whenever this comes up. I don't think I'm going to trash talk it anymore. I'm going to say it's a movie that failed what it should have done. It's failed my expectations or what I wanted to see from it. But, you know, everyone can say they had different thoughts. And this guy loved it, clearly. So, you know, art is hard to please everyone. It's impossible, but whatever. Next episode is the last one. Episode 43, Westworld Redux, 1973. And I'm done. I'm done with this podcast. I'm killing it. Until season 5 of on the HBO or probably on Amazon. Which is why I started this one off saying, yay, Amazon. See what I'm doing? Throwing out the hints. Amazon, go ahead and pick up season 5 of the HBO show. Do it. Just do it, man. Just do it. If anyone has the money, it's you. You're the only one that has almost unlimited money. Just do it. Just fucking do it, man. Come on. Until next time. In the meantime, I'm Phoenix West. So long, citizens.